Today's daf is daf ayin. So we'll take it from the bottom of Samach Tesim Beis, six lines up, the story of Ilfa. Rashi gives a little bit of background on Ilfa, and he doesn't tell us the whole background, but the Gemara and Tanya tells us that Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were once walking along the way, and they were sitting down, and they heard some voice, some call, and Rabbi Yochanan says to Ilfa, "Did you hear that?" Ilfa says, "No." Rabbi Yochanan heard this call, this bas call. Rabbi Yochanan said, "It must be that I have mazel now, I've sat the Dishmaya. Maybe they were discussing whether they should go work or continue to learn." Yochan heard the voice, so Ilfa didn't, so Yochan felt maybe it was for him, he should continue to learn since he heard the call, and Ilfa went off to work. And then many, many years later, they went different directions. Yochan became the head, and Ilfa was just a stam about a bus. And Ilfa was feeling a bit of, he was a bit upset and disheartened that he could have went that direction, and he was told, had he stuck with it, he would have been the Rosh Shiva of Rabbi Yochanan. So with that background, the Gemara goes, Ilfa, Tala Nafshe Biskarya de Mechusa. I think it was hanging on like the top of the sail of a boat or something like that.
Yeah, the mast.
What was it called?
The mast, I think.
The mast, okay, I don't know much about boats.
What does it say there?
It says the mast. Yeah, mast. The mast, that's the wood that holds
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's hanging on top of the wood, the mast. And Amar, and he said, he made an announcement, Ika de Asi de Amar Li Milsa. Someone come forward to me and tell me anything, the Bei Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yoshi, anything that you learned from these two great Amorayim. If I don't tell you that this is really sourced in a Mishnah or a Brisa, Nafilu Maskarya Vitavana, I'm going to jump from this mast and fall into the sea. He was wanted to be tested. Even though he was working for a number of years, he still remembered his Mishnahs and Brisas quite well.
Go to
Dirshu. Go to Dirshu, right? So Asa Husaba, an elderly man, came up and said, "Tanile, one of the things that they taught me was Haomer Tenushak Elivni. If somebody says to a friend of his, I want you to make sure to give a shekel to my son B'Shabbos each week. Give him a shekel for my money. Make sure to divvy up that way. V'ruin lahen lahem sela. But let's say the children were really needed a sela, which was two shkalim. They needed more money than that." Nos in la sela, that this shalish, this individual, should take the liberty of giving two shkalim, a full sela, even though the father told him to do one sela, one shekel, he should give two shkalim because that's what they really needed. But let's say v'im amar al titnu lehem el shekel. Let's say the father says only give them a shekel, then ain nos in lehem el shekel. They have no right to add on more, even though the children may need it. V'im amar, and if the father says im mesu. If my children die, the father says, let other people inherit from them. Whether he says give or whether he says don't give Ella, whichever girsa he uses, since he has somebody else inheriting from his son who's not a natural Yorish, so then you could only give shekel, you cannot add on to that. So this is the brisa that this individual, the Saba, had learned from Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yehoshua. So Ilfa responds, Hamani, who is the Tana? Who is the Mishnah who says this? This is all Rabbi Meir here. This is Rabbi Yoshai really weren't Mechadish anything. They were just taking a statement of Rabbi Meir, who says, Damar mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. He says, whenever the meis says to do something, you have to listen to them. So Rabbi Yoshai just took that shita and gave examples of it, but they're not making any chidushim, they're just creating other applications. So that's what Ilfa did, and he responded in that way. Okay. The Gemara now says, at the top of Ayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Mar Ukva, Ha-Hilchasa, Bein Shamar Tinu, Bein Shamar Al Titnu, No Sin La'an Kol Tzarchan. The halacha is against what we just said before, against what Rabbi Chiya Oshaya says, that even if the father says, don't give them except the shekel, only give them a shekel, you still give the children whatever Kol Tzarchan, whatever they actually need. Against the halacha, against what we said before. The Gemara said, how could that be? Ha'kaim lan halacha k'rei meir. Damar mitzvah l'kaim divrei meis. We paskin all over Shas, this sheet of Rabbi Meir, we always say, mitzvah l'kaim divrei meis. So if the father says, only give them a shekel, how can you go against the word of the divrei meis? How could you go against that? You have to only give a shekel. So the Gemara says, no, that's only true. Hani mili, bimili acharinisa, aba b'ha minach nichalei. It's only true by other areas. When they say to do this and to do that, you have to listen to whatever the mace says, whatever he writes in his will. When it comes to feeding his children, he'd prefer that children get whatever they need. He thought initially that would be enough to just have a shekel. But the man got older, he didn't realize inflation and everything got more expensive, and he didn't think. He thought of, you know, a slice of pizza cost $1.25 still, and in fact, it doubled the price. He didn't know that. He'd rather his children have what to eat. But in general, you have to listen to whatever they say, but this is a special exception because he, I guess, lost track. So why did he say the lashon of Eino Ella, only give him a shekel? He said to, in order to push, to be more aggressive and forceful in his statement, only give them a shekel, not to say to limit them to shekel, but to make sure that it happens that they receive the money that they need to support themselves. Okay. I'm looking at this Tosis for a second here. Okay, we don't need to do that. So then the Gemara says, Tanan Hasan. Gemara quotes a Mishnah that is found in Gittin. Hapu'utos mechan mechan u'memkaran mechmachar b'mitaltlin. So Rashi tells us, what's a putos? The Gemara is in the Perek Nizakin, Rashi, I think it's Perek Nizakin. Yeah, Rashi, Perek Nizakin, talks about different ages for acquisitions and different types of kinyanim, nidarim. So Rashi says, hapu'utos are tinokos b'nei tesha u'shmona, 9 or 8 year old children, that they are able to acquire, buy and sell metalton. They're able to buy and sell movable objects, but they're not able to buy a karka. Look at Rashi. Rashi has been metaltele, dafka. Only by metalton can they buy and sell. Aval b'mikarkai, land, property, low. They cannot adchi avu shte saros o adchi he ben esrim. They have to either have shte saros, full maturity, or they have to be the age of 20 if they were a sris and they weren't able to go through, they weren't maturing properly. At the age of 20, they could make acquisitions on karka. So the Gemara says now, Rafam now qualifies this and says, Lo shanu, this is only true, ella she'en sham apotropos. This is only true when there is no apotropos that's appointed by either the father or the bezin. Let's say the father before he dies, or the bezin appoints an apotropos, somebody to oversee all the business dealings of the estate. Then, even if they're putos, even if they're 8 or 9 years old, their acquisitions, their buying and sellings will not be effective because apotropos is in charge of everything. So the Gemara says further, Mimai, how do you know that's true, Ephraim? What's the source? How do you know that's true? The Mishnah says a putos, an 8 year old, can sell and buy whatever he wants. Where are you coming off by saying that a apotropos, if there's apotropos in the case, then he cannot buy and sell? So they say there's a diak from the end of that mission. The mission says, Mimai, mitukasani ein maisa katana klum. So the fact that the mission at the end has this line, which seems to be unnecessary, that any actions a katan does is ineffective. So what's it coming to add? Rafam says, if there's an apotropos, so then it means that's what it means, that maisa katam ein klum, that he can't do anything. That's what is the chiddush. The apotropos is there. A katan, even though he's 8 or 9 years old, may not buy or sell. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Vidilma hecha dika shalish shiny. So says Rashi. Rashi says shiny hacha, it's slightly different girsa, but shiny hacha, the ika shlish. She nishtalish lechach. There was a shlish, there's a person appointed in the middle, who pirshulo ma yase behen. Av apotropos eino elalaso tzarcha yisomim lechalatzarch. Vahare im macho elaputos ein zen shino mitzvah hameis. Shaf habachapas yimcha letzarcha mizanosein. So what's the shaila here? We bring this Mishnah in Gittin somehow as a kasha. So we said before that a person, the whole discussion of Ilfa, if the father is dying, he says to a shlish, he has a messenger, make sure my sons get X and Y and Z. And then, how is this a kasha?
I think that he just gave orders to the apotropos to do something specific. To buy something to the daughter, but he didn't specify for the kids.
Buy something for the daughter, but didn't specify for the kids. How do we see that from here? Mishnatino seket beshlish sheha vifkidet ma'otav etzlo ufiresh lo ma lasot bayim liknot sadeh labad. Lepichachi inresh hainim lishna mitzot amet velatet et hama'ot labal. Aval apotropos halo ha'omet lasot benechasim et kol tzorche yetomim velo tzivahu befrutot. כיצד לנהוג ומה לעשות בכל נכס ונכס. לפיכך, אם מכרו אלו יתומים, הפעוטות חלק מן הנכסים לא שינו בכך ממצוות המת, שהרי אף האפוטרופוס עצמו מוכר מן הנכסים כדי לפרנס את היתומים. Meaning that he told him to buy a salary for the daughter and to be mefarnes, but he didn't give specific instructions what to do, I think. I think the idea is that initially he wanted to bring this mission as a raya for that idea that a person has to listen to the divrei hameis. That was an initial raya. So he wanted to say, so since a father appointed an apotropos, So then the katan has no right to buy and sell because Abatropos is a shliach of the Divremes. He has to listen to it. And the Gemara says maybe that's not true. Maybe it's different. In general, when the maybe what you're saying when the Mace says gives specific orders, so you can't listen. You have to listen to what the orders are. In the case of Abatropos, there are no specific orders.
Right.
So Abatropos is just buying and selling whatever is best for the children. Now the children think what's best for them is to buy and sell. So then they're able to buy and sell. So this is not a ride. It's a very different case. Abatropos is very different than a shlish. Again, a shlish is where the specific orders what to do, and he has to keep to his words. Abatropos' point is just to oversee, make sure everything's kosher. So if a katan, an 8-9-year-old, thinks that it's okay for him to buy and sell this this car, let's say it's metalton, so maybe he has the right to do that. It's not a it's not going against the Divrei HaMeis. So the Gemara says, so no, not true. There's no difference between a shlish and apachapas. Why? In Cain, if that's the case, if it's really true that there's a distinction between a shlish who has very specific orders versus apachapas who has just generally overseeing the projects, in Cain, if that were the case, such a distinction existed, listen, it should have torn the Mishnah, aval b'ktana yas shlish. It should have said, but if the katana was given a shlish, then he could only do, could only receive what the shlish has got, what he received. My ain my saklum. Why is it saying this strange line of any action of katan across the board is no good? Tells us that even in general, his actions don't work. Says Rashi, last line of the parak. And Abatropos is very similar to Shlish, and therefore Katana may not do anything. Any buying or selling will not be effective in the context of an Abatropos, because Abatropos is very similar to Shlish, concludes the Gemara. Hajnalach, Mitzias Aisha.
Harry, how does it translate Shlish there?
Trustee.
An Abatropos?
Administrator.
Right, I think like, the trustee is given the money, how to split the money up, give them out over the years, and Apotropos is just managing the project overall.
Right, the Apotropos administers.
Right.
And the other one actually gives it out.
Right.
So you would think that which one would be...
It seems that the trustee was actually told what to do by the father.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the administrator just said, make sure everything's going well. So they don't waste stuff.
So you would think that an apotropos, they could sign, and by a trustee, they couldn't?
By apotropos, we initially thought apotropos, first we said apotropos, Raphim said by apotropos, you cannot buy and sell, and the Gemara said, why not? Apotropos is just there to make sure everything goes okay. And if the 8 or 9 year old thinks it's okay to buy and sell this property, maybe it should be allowed, even though the Divrei HaMeis never gave such orders. And where it says, no, the Mishnah would have taught a different way. The fact that the Mishnah taught in such a way that Ein Maisa Klum across the board tells us that even Apotropos has full rights over what the children do, and the children cannot buy and sell. They administer
trustee,
very...
For sure.
For exact. For sure, trustee,
trustee
he has...
For sure, they cannot
right.
do anything.
But I think there's slightly different roles. I mean, the trustee's only given, he's given, here's $1 million, give a certain amount per child per year.
Right.
I don't think the trustee has any oversight over the buying and selling of the metaltlin. Apotropos oversees the
unless,
other...
Unless they gave him the metaltlin also to...
That, to me, would be more... that would be Apotropos. Two different
uh-huh.
roles. He'd
so,
be
so
playing both roles.
So trustee just gets a certain amount of funds and he just has to distribute
right.
them at
the, I
the
think
right
so.
Time.
Is that the same idea you're getting, or?
No, I'm not getting that idea. It
okay.
seems like the trustee is told, basically, this is what you're going to do. It could be give out money, but it could also be sell
uh-huh.
to get the money.
Uh-huh.
So if he was told you can sell property to get money for food, so if the kids say, hey, we'll sell property to get money for food, then they're doing the same thing, and that would be allowed.
So a trustee would be okay.
Yeah.
But Apotropos,
no. Apotropos,
no.
Apotropos, you know, that's I guess that's more of a general...
Right, it's a ton
so
of power.
The
right.
kids can't say, "Oh, the daddy wanted you to do this or to do that." Daddy really gave you
that's
decision, the power to decide.
Okay, sounds like a big discussion. What's the difference between a trustee and a administrator?
Trustee is given exact instructions to what to do.
Right, but you just said that if it comes to metaltolin, then the katan would be allowed to buy
because
and sell.
Because the trustee is buying and selling, and so it was told to buy and sell, so the kids are going to go and buy and sell. They're doing the same thing.
Abchabas wasn't told to buy and
the
sell.
Money ends up being
the Shalish was told to buy and
but
sell.
But Abchabas was not told to buy
he
and sell.
So make sure the kids are all right.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, they can't. So the kids can't say, "I know what's. I don't. I know what Daddy meant by that."
Aha. Uh-huh. Interesting. Is that according to everybody, or he quote somebody saying that? Sounds like a probably a pretty juicy discussion.
It says Rashi.
Rashi, okay.
I don't know if it's all Rashi, but it's a long thing, and then it says Rashi.
Okay, sounds very interesting. Okay, let's begin the new parak. We are beginning the seventh parak of Ksubis. We are more than halfway through. We are at 50 blot, I think, away from the end.
50?
It says 50, yeah.
Less.
Around less?
Yeah.
Okay.
Much less.
Much less, yeah.
40.
40. How many blot are there? 112? So 42 then? Okay. So the Gemara says...
It's not for Mezor. He said Shavuot. It's finished. So.
Okay. On Shavuot itself?
Yeah.
He said something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who said that?
Ezra.
That's what we're feeling Shavuot.
I said 40 days from today, if that's true. But I think it's 112, 113. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Hamadir's Ishto, person makes a nether, Milahanos lo ad shloshim yom, that his wife may not get any hana from him for 30 days. Rashi points out, there's a machlokas Rashi Tosas, but Rashi just points out that ain hanas tashmisho nesar ala, including in this hana, this nether, it does not include tashmish, the ha mishubar la. Because he's already obligated, he cannot remove this obligation of his, so he has to. Tashmish is still mother. Hilkach b'shvil tashmish ain lanu lakofa. We can't force him for tashmish lahotzi leiting ksuba. But we're referring to here is hanas mizonos. He doesn't want to feed her anywhere, and that we'll discuss in the Gemara. So he says to her, "You cannot get any money from me. You have to feed yourself for 30 days." So what does he have to do? Yamid parnis. He has to set up a parnis, a shliach, says Rashi, who has to support her. He doesn't support her, but he can appoint somebody else to support her. But let's say, yes, Mikan, let's say he says 31 days or more. Then Yotzi v'itin ksuba, then he has an obligation to divorce her, pay her ksuba, and they're done with. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda Omer, b'Yisrael, there's a distinction. If it's a Yisrael, if the guy's a Yisrael, chodesh echad yikayim, if he takes a 1 month nether, then they can still stay married. He appoints a parnes to support her. If shnaim, if he says 2 months, you cannot get hana. We don't know in between, though, but let's say 2 months, Yotzi v'itin ksuba, then he has to divorce if it's for 2 months. What about 1.5 months? That the Mishnah doesn't address. But 2 months, that's already too much. He has to divorce or give the ksuba. But when it comes to Kohen, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's different. By a Kohen, shnayim mikayim, if he takes a nether that you cannot get hana from me for 2 months, they can still get married, stay married. V'shlosha yotzi v'tein ksuba. But if he says you cannot get hana from me for 3 months by a Kohen, so then he has to divorce her and give her ksuba. For Kohen, there's more time to stay, 2 months as opposed to Yisrael. Why the feeding her?
So what's the point of the parnas? Because he feeds her and he feeds her, so what? It's like going in the back door. I would think, you know, different and it's, you know, they're not on talking terms, but still he takes care of her because he has a chiyuv to take care of her. So it's a third party. So
that's
many different kind of an out in between. Is that okay? Because
that's exactly what Gemara asks. So Gemara is going to explain it's not a direct shliach of his. He's not appointing where he steps in his shoes. It's somebody else. He's a nice guy, and a tzaddik along the way. He feels bad for this almana, if you will, so he supports her. But it's not a shliach. You're right. That's the Gemara's question. We'll get there. Very good. Now, what's the difference between Yisrael and a Kohen? Why does Yisrael have 1 month, but a Kohen has 2 months to stay married if he takes a nether? So Rashi explains. See, Rashi be Yisrael, 6-7 lines down in the parak. Im Yisrael hu, if the husband of Yisrael, she yachalach, says Kushas, he's always allowed to remarry her, so if they get divorced after 1 month, they could always work things out and get married months later. But when it comes to Kohen, says Rashi, she im yigarshena lo yuchal hachzir, it's an usher for a Kohen to marry a grusha, even his own grusha. V'shema sofal yischarit bihavle rabbanan zimna tve, he might regret doing this, so they said, take 2 months. They say 2 months, see how things work out. I mean, you might regret it. This way you can still stay married to her because if you get divorced after 1 month, remember, there's no turning back. Then the Mishnah says, Hamadir es isho shelo titom echan mikol haperos. Let's say he makes a nether to his wife and you cannot taste, let's say, any apples, right? You can't taste any apples. He chooses one fruit from his garden, his orchards, and she cannot taste those fruit. Says the Tanakama, yotze v'itein ksuba. Right away, you have to divorce. That's holding back from her a lot. So that's from one fruit is enough to cause a divorce. Yehuda Omer b'Yisrael yomechad yikaim shnayim yotzei v'tein ksuva. The Yehuda makes the same distinction when it comes to Yisrael. So one day we let them stay married. One day, if it's more than one day, then we force them to get divorced. But a Kohen has an extra day. If he's a Kohen, shnayim, he gets 2 days yikaim shloshi yotzei v'tein ksuva. But if he says 3 days, you cannot get hana from the apples for 3 days. Then by a Kohen has to divorce and pay the ksuva.
Why did you do such a thing to begin with?
אלא זאת אומרת כאן כגון שהאישה עצמה נדרה ממין פרי זה, והבעל שמע הנדר וקיימו. ומכיוון שיכול היה להפר לו את הנדר, ולא הפיר הרי זה כאילו הדיר אותה בעצמו.
Because she's not saying that, she's not, he, here it's not a case where he's not telling her that she cannot eat from his.
How does he have the right to do that, though?
He doesn't. That's what it's saying. So the fact here is saying that the fact is that she actually made a neder on herself.
She made it.
That uh-huh. She won't have apples,
and he was
which
Mayfair.
She can, and then he was not Mayfair. So the fact he wasn't Mayfair, it's and he heard it. It's like he did himself the neder.
That goes back to that discussion when he's Mekayim a neder of hers. Is it him at fault, or is it she at fault? We saw that
exactly.
Machlokas twice. So that's the Ritva, I think, explaining that, right? Do you have the Ritva down there? I see a Ritva quoted here. Okay. Fine. So that's the second scenario. The first scenario of the Mishnah is where
It says, meaning he's telling her, listen, if you eat this fruit, you cannot enjoy from anything of mine.
Uh-huh. That's okay. Okay, so I guess the Gemara on tomorrow's daf will explain a little bit further this scenario. So that's second scenario. Again, the first scenario of the Mishnah is where he makes a neder, you can't get any hana for 30 days. Second scenario is where she cannot get hana from one particular type of fruit. And the third scenario the Mishnah says is Hamadir's Isho, Shlotis Kashit Be'achim, they call Minam. She cannot use one of the spices of whatever minim might be. So then also the lach is Yotze Viteng Suba according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi makes a distinction. Rabbi Yossi omer ba'aniyas shelo nasan kisra u'bashiris shloshim yom. So it comes to someone who's poor. Any limit you give, you're allowed to stay married. It's only if you say indefinitely, you can never get hana from this type of besamim, only then do you force to give a ksuba. But if you say you can't get hana from, I don't know much about perfumes, but whatever the perfume is, for 5 years, by an ani, you could still stay married because as long as there's an end of the time limit, that's okay for an ani. But for an ashir, says Rabbi Yossi, then it goes based on 30 days. More than 30 days, you give a ksuba and a get. Okay. Says the Gemara. V'chevin de meshuba lo, heichi matzi madilei. So first off, kol kemine de mafkali li shibuda. How is it possible? The husband has an obligation to support her. One of the things he has to do is give her food. So how can you just go ahead and make a nether and say, I don't have to give you any food? V'hatnan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, konem she'eni osel apicha, eina tzarech lahafir? So if he makes hana, then anything that I do, this is the wife saying, if she says anything I do to you, you don't need to make for the nedarim because she has to work and pay him 5 shekalim per week. There's no need to do that because she's already meshubah to him. So Alma came into Meshabdi Lay, since she is Meshubad to him, she has to do work in giving 5 shekels a week to him, Lav Kol Kimine de Mafkile Lishibuda. She has no right to be Mafkia her Shibud. So at the flip side, Hachanami, he too also, him, came into Meshubah Law, since he's obligated to pay her Mizonos, Lav Kol Kimine de Mafkile Lishibuda. He has no right to just make a nether and say, I don't have to pay you anymore. There's a nether. So how is he able to come along and say, Hamadis Isha? It shouldn't take effect at all. It's a Shibud. Says the Gemara, El mitoch sheyachal omar le'la, since he has the right to say to her anytime he wants, Tzi ma'isi yadeich b'mizinoseich, go take your own parnasa, take your salary, and go support yourself. He has every right to do that. You keep your mizonos, you pay yourself, you keep your business dealings. Nasik omar la, tzi ma'isi yadeich b'mizinoseich. So when he makes a net that you cannot get enough from me, it's as if he says that same type of statement. Go ahead, take your salary and support yourself. And that he's allowed to do. Here too also, it's a similar model when you take such a nether. Right, Rashi points out, you see top line of Rashi in Ayin Amud Beis, top line, Nasek Omer La, it's as if he says this there, De'afag Abdullo Amar, even though he doesn't say this, Harehu Komer, it's as if he said this, Divadei Adaiti Dehochi Adir, this was certainly his intention, so such a nether would be Chal, based on this concept. V'imisa Lohadir Avhun Amarav, Rav Huna Marav Yechol Isha Shetomar Lebaila Eina Nizonis Veina Osa Konim Veina Osa. Wait a second. If this is really true, we know there's a concept that according to Rav, a woman could always say, a wife could always say to her husband, you know what, I don't want to be supported from you. I don't want to work for you. I'm going to be completely independent. So since she has every right to opt out, so too, if a woman says, konim shani osa leficha, amai eino tzarech lehafer. If she makes geneder, why is there no need for hafara? Lema, we should suggest the same concept. Mitoch she'chol lomar eini nizonus v'eini osa na'asa kimisha omeres lo, eini nizonus v'eini osa. Since she has the option of always opting out, when she makes such a nether, we should say that nether is as if she said such a statement. She took the opt out. A woman could always say to her husband, I'm not going to be supported by you. I'm not going to work for you. I'm going to be completely independent. I'll work for myself. My own bank account. I'm going to get my own food, my own shopping. I'm on my own. So since she has that option, so whenever she makes a nether saying, I don't want, my actions will not be for you, so that nether should be interpreted as if she says, I'm opting out. I'm right. Being independent. Just like we said by the man. When he makes such a nether, the Gemara says, how can you make a nether that you don't support your wife? You have an obligation to support your wife. No, because a man could say, not a nether, a man could say, I'm not supporting you. You're off on your own. I'm myself, you're on your own. He could say that. So when he makes a nether, it's as if he says that you're being independent. So too, when she says it now, when she makes a nether.
But when the man says that, he still has an obligation, so he has to.
No, he has no obligation. When a man says that, he's allowed to opt out. We haven't gotten to the time limits. Forget the time limits right now.
Right, okay.
But at least initially, right. A man could always opt out.
I mean,
you're on your own.
He has an option to do it. It's just for how long he can do it.
Exactly. So forget that for now. Forget that point. But at least right now, so he has an option of saying you're independent. So when he makes such a nether, that nether is as if he says you're being independent. So now from her perspective, the same thing. Since she could also opt out, I want to be independent, she could say.
Right.
When she makes such a nether, that nether should be chal. It's as if she's saying, I'm opting out. But if that's the case, why then did we learn that there's no need for hafara when she makes a nether? It sounds like the nether cannot work.
Right.
But it should work.
It doesn't chal.
So the nether should work. So the Gemara says, yeah?
Nice marriage.
Nice marriage. So the Gemara says, Ella.
No worse than that. I see only bad cases in this world. Believe me, I don't see nice stories.
David, I want you to give, when we make the same here at Hashem in 40 days from now, I want you to make the same. I want you to give your perspective of Ksumas.
Yes.
Okay, so it says the Gemara. Ella,
it's
we're
like
around.
Hearing the news, you hear only bad. You know, there's not, they don't say nice things.
Not true, there's some nice things. Ella, lo tema nasa. So rather, we're not going to say that. When the husband makes a nether, hamadas isho, we're not saying it, it's not being viewed as if he says, I'm opting out. That's not the understanding anymore. Ella be'omer la tzi'i maisa yadeich b'mizinoseich. It's a nether where he actually says in the nether, go out and fend for yourself, work for yourself, find your own food, and then he makes such a nether, that nether will be chal. Okay. So. No, before, he took a nether, madas ishto. And we said, oh, that's as if he said, I'm opting out. The Gemara says, no, it's not as if. It's actually where he says it. He says, I'm opting out, and I'm making a nether that you cannot get enough from me. The opt-out works, and he adds a nether on top
the
of that.
The automatic outcome is that she needs to work for
right.
herself.
And he makes a nether, though. He makes it a little stronger.
So
if she said the same thing, it would work as well. She could also say, I'm opting out from you. I'm separate. And I'm making a nether. And then the nether would work. And he could do hafara, would need hafara for that.
Uh-huh.
We're no longer making any jumps anymore. Before we assumed he took a nether, it's similar to a case where they opted out. No, it's actually he opted out and took a nether on top of that opt out. So the Gemara asks, now this is David's question the whole time. So now that he opted out and took a nether, that I'm not giving you anything for the next 30 days or so, ihachi parnis lamale. So why does he have an obligation to give her any food? He just opted out. Bidilo safka, where there's not enough for her. Meaning, it's only true he has an obligation to feed her. So let's say, but she has to work for food, though. It kind of works back and forth. He pays her $100, and she works and gives him back $100. So it's very circular. But now they've opted out, so they all neutralize. Instead of going back and forth, just you keep your $100 for yourself. But now she's a heavy eater. So he has an obligation to feed her. So she eats $150 of work and her $150 of food she eats, but her job only pays her $100. So he still has the obligation, midiraisa, of paying that difference of $50. That's why he
That's
has to set up.
That's when he said it.
That's when he
says.
he says
it's not hers. It's not she's not saying it. He's saying it.
Exactly. He's saying all okay. He says this. He says I'm opting out. You go off on your own. I'm making a net that you cannot get hana. That net there's chal. Problem is she needs $50 more food per week. What's he supposed to do? Now he took another. So that's a situation where we have to set up a parnes to support the other $50.
He'll take
right.
a second
right. You're learning great marriage lessons here also.
Every time I come back to my wife and I read them lines.
So says the Gemara, Ibadul Safka, if she's not getting enough money from her own job, Hadakushul Duchte. We're going back to square one. The question goes back to the beginning. Meaning what? He's Meshubater. So he has a Shibud still exists. You can't just undo that Shibud. So Amar Rav Ashi, B'mesapekes, L'dvarim Gedolim, V'inu Mesapekes, L'dvarim Kitanim. Where she has enough for large items, but does not have enough for small items. We'll see what those things mean. The Gemara is going to define those terms in a moment. But so it's somewhere in the middle. So what do these things mean? Hani dvarim ketanim heichidami. What is an example? Idiragila bahu haragila bahu. If it's something that they were rugel to, so they're rugel to this, and he has to give her what she was always comfortable with. Vi lo rugila bahu parnis lamali. If it's something that she's not accustomed to having, so then what's the need for a parnis? So lo tzricha has to be something that's dirigila bebeinasa vekamagalga bahade. It's something that she was comfortable having in her father's house before she was married, when she was single. She had this, whatever dvarim ketanim mean. Now that she's married, he comes from, let's say, less money, and he doesn't have these dvarim ketanim, whatever the dvarim ketanim mean. Damrile, she says to him, before you make it to your nether, I was able to hold back from these dvarim ketanim. Does it give examples of dvarim ketanim, by the way? Any in the art schools?
Yeah, the art school gives
being too abstract here. A little sweets, candies, jelly beans. So she says, up until you made the nether, once we got married until this point, I was okay. I was okay without the jelly beans. But now, hashta the adart, now that you took a nether from me, I guess there's some type of tension between the two of them. I'm not comfortable holding out for my jelly beans. I want my jelly beans I was used to growing up with. I need them now. So that's a situation where he's not really obligated to give her because she was comfortable not having them when they were really married. Now the situation has changed, so there's not a full shibud, but she still has such a taiva for the jelly beans, so that's why he could set up a parnis for her. Oh yeah, it could be, yeah. The pas pasal type of thing, yeah. Right. Similar type of idea.
Because the fact that she could have it any time, she doesn't want it. Now right. She can have it, she wants
right.
it.
Right, right, yeah. That's
no, she was mochel to him, just to be in peace. Now, when he started fighting,
is that what it is?
Not, yeah, 11, now we're in number 11. אולם לאחר שהדיר השוב אין אישה מוכלת על הדברים קטנים, הוא התחייב הבעל בהם.
He got himself into trouble. He thought he was smart. All right.
Okay, the Gemara says now, Maishna, so now we're going back to the Zman now. So we're understanding the whole idea here. So it's again... So
it's a very, very specific small case.
Yeah, very specific case. That the nether, he takes a nether, and she says, you're off on your own, support yourself. I'm taking a nether. And what's the need for a parnes? The parnes is only particularly for those items that she was accustomed to having when she was single. Then she got used to not having them. Now she's going back to wanting them again.
Meaning she's making enough money to make everything but jelly beans.
Exactly. Right.
All right.
So he needs to set up a parnes to support her with jelly bean taiva. So Gemara says that Maishna ad shloshim yom. So what's this time limit of 30 days? Seems somewhat random. Ad shloshim yom lo shmiya ba inish lo zila be milsa. If it's only 30 days, so no one's going to hear about it. Her neighbors won't hear about that she's being supported by somebody else, and it won't be so disgraceful, so embarrassing for her. But today, if it's more than 30 days, shmiya ba inish, people are going to start hearing about it and start talking about it, that she's being supported by somebody other than her husband. The zila be milsa is going to be quite embarrassing for her. So that's why there's such a time limit. It's nothing to do. The nether will be chal in theory. The nether seems to be chal forever, liolam. But it's because Zilusa of the wife that the Chacham came along and placed a time limit on this.
Maybe he didn't want her to gain weight.
It's possible. It was an enforced diet.
Enforced diet.
Right? Ibai same. Alternatively, another suggestion. What's the 30-day limit? Kshedira kishi arusa. Maybe he took the nether when she was in arusa. And how's that going to answer the problem? So she was in arusa, and there's no shibud. Oh, there's a whole other answer. Going back to the beginning. In the beginning we said that there's a shibud. How could you simply make a nether on the shibud, the obligation to pay in the zonos? No, it's where there's an arusa. She was in arusa, and there's an obligation. So Gemara said, wait a second, what's the need for any of this nadarm? Arusa mi isle mizone. There's no mizonos to even talk about. There might not be a shibud, but there's not even a idea to give mizonos to an arusa. The Gemara says, no. Shigizman below nisu. We saw this already a few times, where they set up a time in 12 months. They got engaged, and 12 months from today, we're going to get married. The 12-month period expired, and they didn't get married. Now the husband has an obligation to feed the arusa. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Shigizman below nisu. Ochlas Mishalova, Ochlas Bechuma. If it's a Kohen, in fact, she even eats Chuma as an Arusa. So that's the whole shot of why he's allowed. There's no Sheba Midiraisa, but there's an obligation to pay Mizonot to Midirabanon. Right? So look at Rashi. Rashi says that clearly. You see Rashi three lines from the top. She gives mine velo nisu. The Midiraisa, lo Mishubala, there's no Sheba Midiraisa. Lafika chal ha neder de Issa Diraisa hu. Therefore, if he takes a neder, he's at Midirabanon chiv to pay her, to give her Mizonos. But he can take a neder, which is deraisa, and can be chal, and can be poka, v'chi midirbanan to pay her mizonos. Midirbanan, Rashi continues to say, chayv lazona, v'figach yamid parnes. Therefore, he sets up a parnes. I think we said this a few times, that Pnei Yeshua thinks he gives imam v'lonus, it was actually a din deraisa. I'm not sure how he's going to explain this Gemara here, though. There's a Tosos here also. Okay. Let's go weiter. So according to this pshat now, where it's talking about where they're only engaged at the time, where he said, I'm not giving you any money, my shnat shloshim yom. So why is there a time limit? Seemingly he should be able to make the nether until they get married. Says the Gemara, ad shloshim yom avid shliach shlichusei, tve lo avid shliach shlichusei. The idea is because a person sets up a parnas to support his wife for 30 days. A shliach usually keeps it for 30 days. After 30 days, he begins to forget and becomes a bit lazy. And after 30 days, he'll no longer support his arusa. That's why there's a time limit. But from his perspective, what's going to happen is, if he takes a nether for 2 months, he's going to think the shliach's going to keep feeding him for 2 months. But the shliach's actually going to stop after 1 month. And the next day, he's not supporting her because he took a nether, and she's not being supported because the shliach stops doing his shlichus, so she's stuck. Therefore, we force him to get divorced.
Right, because it says here that the alam besigam goy shaparnas eino shliach mamash shel ha'ban elam shemefarnes mirtzono hatov.
But normally a shliach would. But a real shliach would be continued.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tosa points out, we won't read this inside because we're running out of time, but Tosa points out there's no zilusa here because since they're not married, it's not so embarrassing that her chazan's not feeding her. Only when they're married is it embarrassing. Now the Gemara says three wide lines down. Ibaisema shehidira kishirusa v'niseis. The nether was initially chal. It was said when they were engaged, and then they actually got married. Niseis. So if they get married, ha savra v'kabla. So when they get married, she accepted it. She thought she was able to accept not being supported by her husband. So why is there why do we enforce him to divorce her? Damar kisur, because she says kisur ani shani yichol lekabel. I initially thought I was able to be self-sufficient. Achshav ein ani yichol lekabel. Now I can't accept this anymore. I need some help. So that's the situation here. So Gemara says aim damin hachi gavim human lina mizonim yamin hachi. Such a concept exists. The Mishnah tells us when it comes to a woman who marries a man with a mum, so she might say initially I thought I was able to stay married to such a man. But then she realized after time she wasn't able to. So maybe the Gemara says, maybe only by mumin, by a physical attribute, do we say such a din. Whoever said that by mizonos, whoever says she has a right to say, I'm not able to hold on to it. That was the initial condition, the initial agreement they said. So the Gemara says, you're right, based on that, we're going to reject this third answer. Ela mechavrsa kadashin mekara. We're going to go with one of the first two suggestions, either where it's a situation of, it's he said, I am opting out that you're on your own, I'm making a nether, or it's where they were in arusa their whole time. That's what we're talking about. But in arusa, who then got married, that's not going to be one of the answers. Okay, we are running out of time. Let's try to go through this quickly. How far down we could get. The Gemara says the two dots. Ad shloshim yom yamin parnes. So for 30 days, you set up a parnes to support her. Uparnes lav shichusoi kovid. How does that work? This is David's question the whole time. If the husband has iser to feed her, when he sets up a shliach shalom kamoso, it's as if I myself am supporting her, which is going to be against the nether. Samar Rav Huna Beomer Kol Hazan Einu Mafsid. It's where he makes an announcement. Anybody who supports her will not be lost out. It's a nice way of saying, I'm going to pay you, don't worry. But it's not a direct appointment. Even saying this statement, is it not shlichus? Even right. By saying that, is it shlichus still? Hatnan, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah Gittin, Mishaya, Mushlach Babor, somebody who gets thrown down to the pit. Vamar, he can't see, he's so down deep in the pit. And he says, anybody who hears me, please write a get to my wife. The person who hears should write and give to his wife. So we see that you need shlichas for a get, so we see shlichas works by saying kol ha-shomea, kol hazan is considered shlichas.
Yeah, he's not giving it to a specific person.
Right.
That's the point.
Exactly. So Gemara says, ha-chi-ashta, there, by the case of getting hasam kamar yuchtov. There he says, to write. He gives a direct command, you should write it. But ha-cha mi kamar yozun, did he say, yozun is kol hazan kamar, anybody who feeds. It doesn't say, please, whoever hears me, write. It doesn't say, please, who hears me, feed her. It says, whoever feeds her, which is less of an order. Therefore, it's not shlichus in this case.
Right.
Doesn't Rabbi Ami say, b'dileika hitiru lo mar kol mechabe eino mafsid? When it comes to a fire on Shabbos, if there's a fire in an area, so he could, I think it's talking about Shabbos, right? Yeah, Shabbos. Yeah. He says, anybody who puts this out won't be lost out. He's in other words, calling the local fire department without actually calling them and saying he won't lose out.
To a goy,
exactly. Because you can't directly tell them it's a problem of a Mila Akam, but stating a situation is permitted. If there's a fire, whoever takes care of the fire won't lose out. In other words, I'll pay you after Shabbos. So we see from there that Kol Mechabe is... wait a second. Here it seems like not Shlichas then. Here we're saying... We don't want this to be Shlichas here.
Because it's only on Dleika,
but Dleika do we have such a heter, because we don't want the person himself putting out the fire, so we have allowed them.
Right,
but in general, then we will not allow for a call to work for anything. It won't be sufficient. And Mara says, "Lo, not true. Lo l'mutei shar yisurim the Shabbos." To say other areas of Shabbos is usher, you can't say anyone who opened my soda bottle, anybody who cooks for me, that's not allowed. Only by Dileika is allowed on Shabbos, but this has no impact on the rest of all other areas of halacha. So right now we're going with, anyone says Kol Hazan is not an appointment of Shlichus. Asks the Gemara, Mesiv Rabbah, Hamoder Hana Mechaveh, or somebody who makes a nether that my friend cannot get Hana from me, Vein Lo Mayochal, now the friend has nothing to eat. He's always supported by me. Now I made a nether, the guy has nothing to eat. So, so go to the local storekeeper. So such a person took a hana, he can't get hana from me. I want to support the guy. But he took another, he can't get support from me. So I'll tell you what. So he goes to Veinu Yodemai Aselo. So I don't know what to do for him. Who knows in low? Ubabinoto, Miza. So what happens is I'll give the Chenvani $10 as a gift. And the Chenvani is going to give $10 as a gift to this other guy. This way he works as a middleman to help support this ani. Other way around?
He first gives the friend, and then he takes the money.
He gives the friend. The chenvani first gives the ani, and then he collects the debt from the friend. Okay. So, hachi hu dishari. So, there it's permitted. About kol adon einu mafsid lo. But only situation where you give to somebody else in between is it permitted.
Right. This is really a much more indirect.
Right. Exactly. But the way of kol adon is more direct. Maybe that won't be allowed. Where it says no. Lo mi bai kamar. So lo mi bai, needless to say, kazan in a mafsid dil amma kamar. He talks to the world. Anybody he wants. There's no address at all. That's certainly permitted. About hi, he came into Rogil at Slo. Since the Chenvani, he's accustomed to receiving this ani, come to him. Because of kamar le, command amr le, zil hav le, ad dami. It's as if you're directly saying give to the ani. It's more direct in terms of who's receiving. Kamashwan, that's also permitted. But certainly kazan, anybody who hears, would be permitted as well.
You could see it both ways. In a way, on the first case, he goes more indirect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Here's a goofa. Should we stop here or should we make it to the top? We have 5 minutes. We could probably do this quickly, I think.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Says the Gemara, goofa. Hamoder hana mechaveir. Somebody who makes a nether, he can't get hana from his friend. Vein lo mayocha. Now the guy who used to be supported by this the gvir now has nothing to eat. So mayocha holich etz chenvani. He should go to the chenvani. Harag etzlo, who he's accustomed to going to. Vomer lo, he says ish ploni mud hana mimeni, and I can't get hana from this guy anymore. Vein yodei masa. What am I supposed to do? So who knows in lo? So the chenvani gives the ani some food, some money. Ubab nota mizen mizeh. He goes ahead and collects from the ashir to replace fill in the debt. Beisa, let's say he has a house, Livnos, he needs to have his house built. Begdeir legidor, needs to build his fence. Bishsadei liktor, needs to cut his field. Holich etzel, but the problem is, the guy who used to do the work, the contractor, made a nether. So what's he supposed to do? So holich etzel, poalim harigilin etzel, he should go to the workers who normally work for him. Vomer lehen, he should say to them, ish ploni mudar na mimeni.
Vino de ma yaseh. I think the case is the same. Isn't talking about that he doesn't have money on the front?
Is it the same thing as money, I guess? The guy... Okay. Okay. So he needs the money. So the workers
right.
could still work, not the contractor. Okay, the guy funding the project.
Right.
So he doesn't know what to do. So so what should he do? Hey, no sinimo. No, I'm sorry. Holich etapalim haragilun etzlo. He should go to the workers who normally do this work, the builders, the contractors. Vomer lehen, he should say to them, ish ploni muda na mimeni. This big gvir said, can't get enough from me. I can't get enough from him anymore. What am I supposed to do? Hey, nos and imo, they should go do the work for him, build a house, build a fence. And go ahead and collect money from this big gvir. Let's say these two individuals are walking along the way. So now they're walking, the two individuals. The ani, the ashi are walking together, and nothing to eat. He should give it to somebody else along the way. There's no chenvani there, but let's say there's a third party. Give it to the third party as a gift. Umoter, and the ani could then take from the guy who received the matana and eat from him. Let's say there's nobody there, just the two of them. He should place it down on a stone, gather on top of a fence, and he should say, and anybody wants it, this is hefker. And then hala, the ani could go ahead and no-till take this piece of food, eat it, and it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi asserted in this last case, I think. I don't think all the cases, but I think just this last case.
Yeah.
Yeah. When there's nobody else there in terms of hefker, he says, "Aser, why?"
According to the Rashba, even he cannot even give it to another person.
So what's okay? Fine. But it's going according to the Rov Rishon, who would say it's only in this last case here when the two of them are walking alone. He places on top of the sella. That will not work according to Rabbi Yossi. The reason is because my time at Rabbi Yossi, Gzeira, Mishim Maisa de Beis Choron. It's a story of Beis Beis Choron. Rashi refers to the Gemara Nedarim in Perek HaShutvin. It's talking about a situation where a father had to hana, a neder, that his son can't get hana from him, but someone's making a chasm, was getting married, he didn't know what to do, so he gave it to a chaver that I'm going to give you my house, and my sadeh will make the chasm in your field. He said, okay, if you're giving it to me, I'm going to make it hektish. He said, no, I don't want you to make it hektish in mine. He says, any present that's given to me that I cannot make hektish tells me it's not really present in the first place, so such a thing doesn't work. So here it's also, you can't play a trick here, making hefker just to give the guy the food, because it's kind of playing some type of remorse, and it won't be effective. That's the Gemara there. Okay.
Shkoyach. So there's a